Controlamos. Great big boy. We just had one pair of mules. And we worked, oh, they must have been 25, 30 acres of land, made a living.
Sound like hard work.
Yeah, it was. But then it wasn't but a few years until we had 7 or 8 plows, bought some more land.
So you had 7 or 8 plows?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Was it just one kind, or did you have different kinds?
Oh, different kinds of plows. You had your big 2-horse turning plow, your little buster, and then you had your single turning plow, your harrow, your straight stock, Georgia stock to call it, and then you got the Cubbies and planters. Planting with planters. Well, way back then we dropped everything by hand.
They just cut the land differently?
Yes. Well, we had bigger plows. Yeah, my daddy didn't have many plow tools when I was small. He had his turning plows, Georgia stock, and a side hammer. Didn't have many.
How much land could you plow before you got tired?
Well, to tell you the truth, we got up much plowing in the daylight and plowed till dark.
Straight?
All day. We'd come out maybe an hour for dinner.
That'd be a pretty good shape to do that. Yeah.
They didn't bother me. Plowed all day. And back in the early 30s, I'm 29, I came back and stayed with mother and daddy. Well, until I married. But he had two niggers, he had two nigger boys out there working. I believe he was paying them, give them a bushel of meal, a gallon of bushel. Corn, a gallon of syrup, and 2 bits a day. And I told Daddy to let one of them go. I said, I'll take the other one. We grew a lot of corn. Sold it for 45 cents a bushel, shelled and hauled. It's what the cattle.
Did that house that you grew up in have a fireplace?
Yes, sir.
Could you tell me how you made a fire back then?
Oh, yeah. We had some splinters. Put this fireplace in. And you'd always get in your splinters. Oh, there was plenty lighter in this country. You cut your splinter limb out there and you get them fat splinter and just strike a match, it'd catch just like that. One moment.